أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأصلي وأسلم صلاة وتسليما يلقان بمقام أمير الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. صل اللهم وسلم وبارك على هذا النبي الأمين وعلى آله وصحابته الغر الميامين، أما بعد. جماعة المسلمين، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم، إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم، يوم ترونها تذهل كل مرضعة عما أرضعت، وتضع كل ذات حمل حملها، وترى الناس سكارى وما هم بسكارى ولكن عذاب الله شديد. صدق الله العظيم. سورة الحج. There's no سورة الصلاة. There's no سورة الزكاة. سورة الصيام. But there's a سورة الحج. And if we look at these two verses, verse 1 and 2, verses 1 and 2 of Surah Al-Hajj, What are they speaking about? Are they speaking about tawaf, sa'i, wukuf bi arafah, mabit bil muzdalifah, right, ramy al jamrat al aqaba? No. Let's have a look. Let's listen and take note. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا الناس أو mankind اتقوا ربكم shield yourselves from the displeasure of your Lord. Just saying fear your Lord or be mindful of your Lord doesn't do justice. اتقوا shield yourselves, Allah is telling us. Place between yourselves and every type of behavior that would bring upon you the displeasure of Allah. Inna zalzalat as-sa'ati shay'un 'azim. Why? Because the shaking of the hour will be most severe. The last hour, yawma yafirru al-mar'u min akhihi wa ummihi wa abihi wa sahibatihi wa banihi. لِكُلِّ مْرِئٍ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنُوِ يُغَنِي. That shaking will be so fearful that everyone will run away from their brother, from their mother, from their father, from their wives, and from their children. On that day, everybody will be saying, nafsi, nafsi. Everybody will only be worried with themselves. So we mustn't take this lightly. The whole, they say, the whole of the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. Al-faza', it will be so severe. People will be they will be intoxicated with fear. They will be intoxicated with fear. And that brings us back to Surah Al-Hajj. O mankind, shield yourselves from the displeasure of your Lord. Indeed, the shaking of the hour is most severe. Verse number one. Verse number two. يوم ترونها, the day when you see it. تذهل كل مرضعة أما أرضعت. Every woman giving suckling to her child will abandon that child. وتضع كل ذات حمل حملها. And every woman carrying a child will miscarry that child. وترى الناس سكارى. And you will see people intoxicated. وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى. But they're actually not intoxicated. وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ. But indeed the punishment of Allah is most severe. The day when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He commands Israfil alayhi salatu wasalam to blow into the horn, وَنُفِخَ فِي السُّورِ فَصَعِقَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ نُفِخَ فِيهِ أُخْرَى فَإِذَا هُمْ قِيَامٌ يَنْظُرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and when the horn is sounded, everything shall swoon away. Swoon away. What does that mean? It means it will disappear as if it was never there before. Which is exactly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the end of the universe. Now, the universe began from nothing. Like Stephen Hawking said, zero volume, infinite density, which is nothing. In fact, there's a BBC documentary on the birth of the universe. The narrator, he says, in the beginning, there was nothing. I get so excited when I hear that. Why? Because nothing comes from nothing. Zero plus zero? We'll ask the engineer. Zero minus zero? Zero pi zero, zero cos 10 sin zero equals zero. So nothing comes from nothing. So there had to be something or someone in order for the something of the universe to begin. And that is, of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَلَمْ يَرَى الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَنَّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ كَانَتْ رَتْقًا فَفَتَقْنَاهُمَا. Do the disbelievers not see that the heavens and the earth were sewn together in a singularity until we unstitched them? I'm giving you the literal meaning of ratqan, which means sewn together, and fataqna, which means to unstitch.
Because if you look at the formation, even of the planets, after a supernova, which is basically the death of a star, and the new elements that are formed after the explosion of that star, which end up in the formation of planets, it all happens through the unstitching of the quarks that are sewn together in their hadron correlation. So what's a hadron? In quantum physics, a hadron is a proton and a neutron. And each hadron is made up of three quarks, this is according to the quantum physicists, that are sewn together. And as we've witnessed at the two particle colliders that they built, one in Brookhaven, California, other one in Switzerland, where they accelerate these gold particles that has a high number of protons and neutrons. And when these gold particles collide, they give off the heat of something close to 1 trillion degrees Celsius, similar to what you would experience at the time of a supernova. And then that heat literally melts the strong nuclear force, the gluons that bind the quarks together, and then they are unstitched. Just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described it over 1400 years ago. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this universe, expanded this universe. وَسَمَاءَ بَنَيْنَاهَا بِأَيْدٍ And the universe, we created it with strength. Now they're discovering something called dark energy and dark matter. وَإِنَّا لَمُوسِعُونَ And we are perpetually expanding it. So theory, which they've already, according to them, that they've proven, that there's empirical evidence for. The expanding universe, because of the redshift that Edwin Hubble discovered in 1925, that an object that moves away from the point of observation in space gives off a red light around that object. And then they've come up with this other hypothesis called the Big Crunch, that when, because of this dark matter, when it reaches critical mass and it can no longer expand, it will then literally, it will collapse on itself. It will to be nothing. Allahu Akbar. Can you imagine the galaxies colliding with each other? The Shamsu Kuwirat. Can you imagine the sun literally being extinguished? We just want to give some effect to the shaking of the hour. Can you imagine? وَبُسَّتِ الْجِبَالُ بَسَّ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to pulverize the mountains. The mountains are going to blow away like dust in the wind. وَالْبِحَارُ سُجِّرَتْ The oceans will be set ablaze. Can you imagine that? The oceans will be set ablaze. The sky will be torn asunder. The stars will be scattered and extinguished. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this creation. And so when we read Surah Al-Hajj, and the first and second verse of Surah Al-Hajj being about that hour, وَنُفِخَ فِي السُّورِ And when the horn is sounded, everything shall swoon away that is in the heavens and on earth, except the one that Allah wishes not. Why? Because Allah will first remove all the believers. After the sun has risen in the west, now no more time for tawbah. No more tawbah. Allah is better than silk. And this breeze will take the souls of all the believers. Allah make us of them. Ameen. If we are still around. You never know what's going to happen. Never know what's going to happen. We're living in dark and crazy times. No matter what, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only take us as believers. Ameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove all the gentle breeze. And then when the hour is established, that convulsion, that shaking, that destruction, it will only take place ala shirar al-khalq, on the most evil of Allah's creation. That's why the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la taqumu sa'a.